Fallen Angels, Disc 6.
It rained for 7 days straight. We sat in the rain for 7 days straight. The mud oozed up into our boots, into our clothes, into our skins. There wasn't any way to get dry. There was talk about us standing down in Okinawa, but nobody took it seriously. There was a lot of talk about how well the other units in the outfit were doing, but the guys in the squad seemed a little different, tired. They seemed really tired. For the first 5 days after I got back, I didn't get to talk to Dongan. He nodded toward me once or twice, and that was it. I got an M16 and a grenade launcher from the armorer and found out that we had to carry more ammunition than I thought we would. Gearhart came around and talked to us a couple of times, but Dongan stayed away. Johnson was getting a thing about him. I went over and talked to Johnson. I wanted to find out more about Dongan, but Johnson wouldn't deal with it. He asked me what I thought about Brew. "I liked him," I said.
"He probably back home now," he said.
"Brew?"
"Yeah."
There was something about the way Johnson looked at me. I looked at Lobel and he shook his head.
"Probably back home," I said.
When Johnson went to Chow, I asked Lobel what the hell was going on with him about Brew.
"He's just not accepting the idea that he's dead," Lobel said.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"It means you ask too many questions," Lobel said.
That's what was going on. The questions kept coming and nobody wanted to deal with them. Johnson didn't want to deal with Brew being dead, and Lobel didn't want to deal with Johnson. Maybe I did ask too many questions. The first day the weather lifted a little, a chopper came in with a priest. Pee-wee had made a checkerboard out of some leaves he wove together. He was good at that kind of thing. We played checkers day and night. We were playing checkers when the Huey came in with the chaplain. The chaplain was Catholic, and the Catholic guys had a mass or something. Then he came around to the rest of us. He didn't look like a chaplain. What he looked like was a middleweight who fought preliminaries in Atlantic City. His name was Father Santora.
"Sometimes," he said, "prayer can be very comforting. I wonder if any of you men would like to pray with me."
"No," I said.
"Why not?"
"You wouldn't understand if I told you," I said.
"Try me," he said.
"I just don't want to pray," I said.
"Figure you don't want to make your peace if you're not ready to die?"
I smiled. I had to smile. He was right, and he knew it.
"Something like that." "I know how you feel," he said. "I'm not quite ready to die just yet either."
"You ever go into combat?"
"Into combat?" "Yes. I've never fired a weapon at anyone, though."
"You figure if you don't shoot at anybody, God's gonna take care of you?"
Pee-wee asked.
"I don't know," he said. "I sure as hell hope so."
The big guns in the distance kept rumbling. The sound seemed to rumble through the hills and flatten out over the valley.
"If I pray with you, will it keep me alive?" I asked.
"No."
"What will it do for me?"
"I don't know,"
he said.
"I think it can be comforting at times."
"You can't say anything better than that?"
He shrugged.
"You scared being over here?" I asked.
"Yeah."
He nodded his head.
"I'm scared."
We got the squad together. We told him some of the things that had happened to us. Then he prayed, asking God to take care of us and our loved ones. Things like that. I really appreciated it. Then he started asking God to look out for Brew's soul. That's when Johnson walked away. Right in the middle of a prayer, he walked away. Father Santora looked up at him and he was puzzled. Or at least I think he was puzzled. When the prayer was over, Father Santora had to split.
Where you going?
Monaco asked.
Some place named Quezon,
Father Santora said.
How come all these places over here have such foreign-sounding names?